Pizza delivery? Going once? Going twice? Did nobody order pizza? Hey, who ordered? Hello, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I have some pizza for somebody, but if nobody is going to claim it, I guess I'm going to have to finish it off myself. Well, yesterday, we learned that the Greeks and the Romans first introduced pizza. However, it was the Italian cooks that perfected the pizza. How? Well, if you remember, they added tomatoes. The title of our lesson, of course, is National Pizza Month. And today, we'll be learning about pizza, an international treat. What does that mean? You're going to find out. So open up your magazine. You can begin reading. And I guess I'll just have to begin eating this pizza. Here we go.
National Pizza Month, an international treat. Americans, however, aren't the only ones who love pizza. People around the world enjoy its convenience and great taste. This is due, in large part, to hard work on the part of pizza companies. Over the years, they have introduced pizza to international consumers. As a result, people around the globe buy about 5 billion pies every year. Not everyone likes the same toppings on their pizza, though. Australia. Australians enjoy kangaroo and crocodile meat on their pizza.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 globe 这个名词 globe 在这里是指地球或世界。例如 Maroon 5 is a popular band all around the globe. 魔力红是全球都极受到欢迎的乐团。或者是 people from every corner of the globe came to compete in the contest. 来自各地各方的人都来参加这场比赛。globe 也指地球仪。例如 Nathan loves to study the big globe in the library.Nathan 很喜欢研究图书馆里面的大地球仪。继续我们看的是 crocodile 这个名词。crocodile 是指鳄鱼。例如 the crocodile dragged its prey from the riverbank to the water. 这只鳄鱼把猎物从河岸拖到水里。crocodile 也指鳄鱼皮。例如 this crocodile handbag costs a lot of money. 这只鳄鱼皮的手提袋非常的昂贵。另外一种鳄鱼叫做 alligator, A-L-L-I-G-A-T-O-R, 它的特征是嘴部比较短，叫做短吻鳄。例如 an alligator belt, 短吻鳄皮革制成的皮带。
Gabe?
Yeah?
Why do you have so many pizzas?
Well, I know, someone ordered the pizza and I'm trying to deliver it, but if nobody claims this pizza, Rebecca, you know what my idea is?
What's your idea?
I think that we should eat it later on.
Hey, Gabe, I have an idea. Why don't you stop trying to deliver the pizza, and then we can automatically assume nobody claimed the pizzas so that we can eat the pizzas.
Good. I will stop trying to deliver pizza so that we can deliver this international treat. Friends, yes, we were just reading about how this has become an international treat. People all over the world love pizza.Pizza.
Mm-hmm, that's right. All over the world. But speaking of international treat,、mm-hmm. Gabe, do you know what we call it when two people go out for dinner together, but
yes,
they pay for their、
date.
Own meal?
Oh, they pay for their own meal.
Yes.
That's called going Dutch, or a Dutch treat, right?
Right, exactly. Well, you know,、mm-hmm. the guys in the info cloud have something they would like to say about the Dutch treat.
The word treat is mostly used as a verb. When it's used as a noun, it usually refers to anything that gives you pleasure or delight.
If your friend is celebrating his birthday, for example, you can give him a birthday treat by sending him a singing telegram.
Now that would be a treat. But there's one treat that's not a treat at all, and that's a Dutch treat.
Right. Dutch treat, or going Dutch, is an expression that means each person pays his or her own expenses during an outing or a meal, instead of having one person pay for everyone.
And that's not just dividing the bill by the number of people and having each person pay an equal amount. No, you only pay for what you order.
That's right. So if Ken and I went out for lunch, I ordered a big steak and Ken just had a salad, I would be paying more than him if we went Dutch.
I would certainly hope so.
Now, in that situation, I would probably not use the expression going Dutch. I would just say, let's pay for our own orders. Going Dutch is a term usually used in the context of a date.
Good point. When a man takes a woman on a date and they split the bill instead of the man paying the complete tab, we call that going Dutch or Dutch treat. So why do people do that, Steve?
Well, if a woman wants to be just friends with a man and not give the impression that she's romantically interested, then she can make it clear before the date by insisting they go Dutch.
Treat 当名词通常表示一个带给你乐趣或欢乐的事物，但 Dutch treat 就不同了。片语 Dutch treat 跟 go Dutch 都表示彼此分摊，各付各的。你如果跟朋友出去用餐，你可以先说好你们是 go Dutch， 各自买单付款。那到时候呢，就没有谁请谁的问题了。但这个片语主要还是用在男女的约会。如果男生和女生才刚认识，女生可以先声明你们外出是 go Dutch， 这样子呢，谁也不欠谁。要注意 ,go Dutch 并不是一个人付一半，而是每个人付自己餐点的费用，所以吃牛排的人会比只吃沙拉的人付比较多的钱。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks guys. Well, let's continue talking about this international treat, pizza. Americans, however, aren't the only ones who love pizza. People around the worldenjoy its convenience and great taste. This is due in large part to hard work on the part of pizza companies. Gabe, how's that pizza over there?
Oh, man, Rebecca, it tastes delicious.
Really?
I'm trying to decide what this flavor is. I'm not quite sure yet. But I think we should take a look at that phrase that you see here on the screen, friends. To be due to something. That means it's because of something. So this is due to hard work on the part of pizza companies. That is because of the hard work on the part of pizza companies. How else could you use that phrase to be due to?
This pizza is so delicious.
Uh-huh.
But and, we're talking about due to, right?
Exactly. So I can't hear you very clearly.
Oh.
And that's probably due to the fact that you have a big piece of pizza in your mouth, right?
That's right. Well, this pizza is definitely delicious due to the fact that it has a lot of good toppings on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, another way you can use this phrase due to is we had to cancel our camping trip due to the weather. A big storm came in, lots of rain, and we were no longer able to go camping.
All right. Speaking of weather, sometimes car accidents happen. You could say the car accidents were due to the terrible weather. Let's take a look at something else in this sentence, okay?
Okay.
This is due in large part to hard work on pizza companies. So, the phrase is in large part. This is because of the hard work in large part. That means mostly or in a big way.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, let's think of some examples. Ah, I got an example sentence. How quickly I finish this article depends in large part to when I schedule an interview. I'm not able to finish the article if I cannot schedule an interview.
Maybe you've written a book and your editor has really helped you. Your book became really successful. You could say, my book was a success thanks in large part to my editor. The editor really helped. You could also use the word largely, L-A-R-G-E-L-Y. It means the same thing. Thanks largely to my editor.
That's right. Well, there's one more thing that we want to look at in the sentence, and that is on the part of. You see it on the part of pizza companies. Mm-hmm. Now, oftentimes when I see this phrase, I think of maybe it meaning done or experienced by.
Okay, so here we're talking about hard work on the part of pizza companies. So we know from this sentence that these pizza companies are working hard. And that is a big reason why there is pizza all over the world, right? So how else can we use this phrase on the part of? Well, our group project got a bad grade because of laziness on the part of Fred. That means Fred was lazy, and so he caused our whole group to get a bad grade. So we got a bad grade on the part, or because of the laziness on the part of Fred.
That is very unfortunate, Gabe.
I know.
Well, I'm glad
sad.
It's just an example sentence, and it didn't really happen. Well, anyway, let's go ahead and continue with our lesson talking about pizza. We read, over the years, they have introduced pizza to international consumers. As a result, people around the globe buy about 5 billion pies every year. And yes, I just said the word pies because sometimes pizza is actually referred to as pie.
That's right, pizza pie. Let's see how they make pizza in Australia. Australians enjoy kangaroo and crocodile meat on their pizza. Hey, look at that cute little kangaroo. Hey,
yeah.
I think I understand what is on this pizza now. It kind of tastes like kangaroo meat and crocodile meat.
Ooh, kangaroo and crocodile. Very tasty. Well, friends, we have more for you right after this.
Ooh, that was delicious. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends, where Rebecca and I have just finished some delicious pizza.
So good. Oh, Gabe, did you enjoy that Australian pizza?
Yeah, I kind of feel bad because I think we stole some Australians' pizza. I tasted some kangaroo meat and some crocodile meat. The crocodile meat, of course, tastes like chicken,
yes.
But it was delicious.
Well, you know, Gabe, I think I ate some French pizza because my pizza definitely had a fried egg on it.
Oh.
But you know what's really interesting is that people around the globe eat about 5 billion pies every year.
That's right. That's 5 with 9 zeros behind it. 5 billion pizza pies every year. That's a lot of delicious pizza.
Oh, Gabe, I have a question. Do you know how the Russians eat their pizza?
The Russians?
The Russians.
I'm not sure, but I have a feeling we are going to find out. Let's do that now.
National Pizza Month. France. The French like to have fried eggs on top of their pizza. Russia. Russians enjoy pizza with more of a fishy flavor. One favorite pie is called makba. It is topped with onions and 4 different kinds of fish. Scotland. In Scotland, you can find deep-fried pizza. It's often served with chips, which are better known as French fries. What about you? What are some of your favorite toppings? No matter what they are, be sure to enjoy some pizza this month. Why not have a slice today in honor of National Pizza Month?
Alright, 继续我们看 fishy 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 fish 鱼这个名词，所以 fishy 就是指鱼的味道。例如 kids might not like the fishy taste of the dish， 小朋友可能不会喜欢这道菜的海味，或者是 the fridge has a terrible fishy odor， 冰箱里面充满了非常可怕的鱼腥味。 fishy 也可以指可疑的或者是值得怀疑的，例如 there's something fishy in the report， 这个报告有些不对劲。最后我们看的是 flavor 这个名词， flavor 是指口味， 例如 Koreans love food with a spicy flavor. 韩国人喜欢口味辛辣的食物。或者是 Strawberry is Rebecca's favorite ice cream flavor. Rebecca 最喜欢的冰淇淋口味是草莓。Flavor 也可以当动词，意思是指添加风味。例如 You can add some green onions to flavor the dish. 这道菜你可以加一点葱来提味。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's go around the world to see the Russians and what they are putting on top of their pizzas. Russians enjoy pizza with more of a fishy flavor. And we read, one favorite pie is called mokba. Interesting. And it has four different kinds of fish. Would you like to try this, Rebecca? Do you enjoy fish on your pizza?
Gabe, I love to eat fish.
Yeah?
But I don't really care for fish on my pizza. So, no, I don't think this would be my first choice pizza to eat. However, you might enjoy it.
I would enjoy different things on my pizza. I like dinosaur meat, ice cream, of course, kangaroo and crocodile. But I'm also not really a big fan of fish on my pizza.
Well, then I think that we should travel around the world to Scotland and see if this type of pizza we'd be interested in. Well, we read, in Scotland, you can find deep fried pizza.
Yes.
Whoa. It's often served with chips, which are better known as French fries. So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
You basically take the pizza
and
you dip it in oil and cook it.
You know, I'm not exactly sure how they deep fry this pizza. It sounds like it's probably not very good for you, but it also sounds really delicious, especially when you eat it with chips, or we call those French fries in other parts of the world.
Right. Well, what about you? And yes, that is the next section of our lesson that we are going to talk about. What about you? What are some of your favorite toppings? Toppings. Gabe, when I hear the word toppings, I don't just think of pizza toppings, which I know we can talk about, but I also think about ice cream toppings.
Oh, yeah. That's what you can put on top of ice cream. Okay, good. So you probably have many different ideas of what you could put on top of pizza, different things you could put on top of ice cream to make it taste even better. What is one of your favorite ice cream toppings, Rebecca?
I love, let's think. Oh, chocolate chips and sprinkles. You know sprinkles?
Oh, yes, I know little sprinkles. Sometimes we call them jimmies. They're really colorful, tiny little colors of sugar that you put all over your ice cream.
Just like in the picture here.
Oh, yeah.
And this,
this is the kind of sprinkles you're talking about.
Right.
Very good. Yes, these can be delicious in ice cream or maybe on like candied apple, caramel apple.
Yes, caramel apples. On caramel apples, sometimes you might see nuts or other types of toppings, maybe even chocolate chips, like in the picture over here.
Okay, so these are different toppings for carameled apples or for ice cream. What kinds of things use toppings? Well, of course, back to our lesson, we're talking about pizza. And let me just share with you, my favorite pizza toppings are pepperoni, olive, sausage, and jalapeno. I love a nice spicy piece of pizza. Oh, and dinosaur meat.
Okay, Gabe. Wait, dinosaur meat?
Yes.
Right. Noted. Now I know what your favorite toppings or favorite pizza toppings are. Well, let's continue with our lesson. We read, no matter what they are, that is, no matter what your favorite toppings are, be sure to enjoy some pizza this month. Why not have a slice today in honor of National Pizza Month? In honor of? Let's take a look at this phrase. If you do something in honor of something, that just means that you're celebrating or showing some great respect for someone or something.
Yeah, you're doing it to honor that thing. We're honoring National Pizza Month by having pizza. Tony wrote a beautiful poem in honor of the bride and groom on their wedding day. Think of some other ways you could use that phrase.
Well, right now, it's time to review today's lesson with a review skit.
Hooray! It's a pizza month!
Pizza month?
Yes, it's a wonderful pizza is delicious. Everybody all over the world loves a pizza.
Yes, I wonder how pizza became so popular.
Well, let me tell you the history of a pizza.
History of pizza?
Yes, ancient Greeks and Romans cooked flat, round bread.
With various toppings?
That's right. But the Italians perfected the dish by adding one key ingredient.
Spaghetti?
No, tomatoes. And pizza's popularity grew in Italy.
How did the rest of the world find out about pizza?
Italians moved to other countries and took their pizza recipes with them.
And the world discovered pizza.
That's right. After World War II, U.S. soldiers returned from Italy, taking home their taste for delicious pizza.
I'm not surprised.
And the pizza companies helped introduce pizza around the globe.
Now it's popular everywhere.
That's right. But not everybody likes the same topping.
You're right. I like...
Kangaroo and crocodile meat?
No.
Fried eggs on top?
No.
Onions and fish topping?
No.
Deep fried pizza?
No. I like tomato sauce and cheese.
But that's so plain.
That's why I like it.
People all over the world love pizza, and that's in part due to the pizza companies. They have introduced pizza to international consumers, and now people all over the globe buy about 5 billion pizzas a year. But not all pizza is the same. In Australia, kangaroo and crocodile meat can be found on pizza, while in France, one might find fried eggs on their pizza. Russians like more of a flavor of fish, and it can be found with 4 different kinds of fish on one pizza. And then in Scotland, it's often deep fried and served with chips. So, what about you? What is your favorite topping? Why don't you have it on a piece of pizza today to honor National Pizza Month?
Thank you, Linda. So, friends, which country's pizza sounds best to you? What do you think, Rebecca?
Well, Gabe, I actually really liked the pizza we made yesterday.
Oh.
It was so good.
Yeah, which toppings did you like?
I really liked the sausage,
uh-huh.
The tomatoes, oh, my goodness, and the egg.
And don't forget about that dinosaur meat. My favorite. Friends, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.